This morning's scripture reading is from Malachi 3, 8 through 10. Should people cheat God? Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? Did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings so you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test.
Well done, JJ. Thank you. I just sitting back here looking back at the back of the church with these new lights. It's so neat how that illuminates Christ's method alone. It's really neat. You ought to see it. Okay. Ken's going to get up here and give us a good message, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Good morning. Morning. Happy Sabbath. Here, you want to do it? Can everybody hear me all right? Good. I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, I do thank you for this day and this opportunity. I just pray that you'd be with me as I bring this message. I just pray that it will uplift you and glorify you. I just thank you for your goodness and mercy, and ask that your Holy Spirit would be with us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, the sermon title is, So, Where Should We Send Our Tithe? Seems that there's some debate on this very issue. Dr. Vine opened a proverbial can of worms with his one sermon. It's caused a rift in our denomination. The leadership has canceled him and fired pastors who have agreed with him. They're unfairly accusing him of telling people to stop paying tithe and to the conference, and even starting a parachurch. You know what a parachurch is? Parachurch is an organization that is a faith-based group that operates outside the formal structure and direct authority of the local church or denomination, yet works alongside churches to support their mission. Sounds like an independent ministry to me. Could this be an independent ministry working alongside the conference church? They're trying to discredit him, and this is breaking the sixth commandment. It appears it's okay for our leadership to break the commandments just because they think they are the church. We claim to be commandment-keeping people, but when it comes to the tithe, the leadership can malign and even accuse Dr. Vine of being of Satan. This is character assassination. This is basically killing, in a sense. There have been some things said about the leadership of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and that they are wailing in kingly power over the churches. It's my way or the highway. Especially during the epidemic, when they refused to give exemption letters to employees of church members who refused to take the shot. This caused undue stress, and many members lost their jobs, even their marriages, over a refusal to stand for what the members needed at that time. If we look back, we can see why the SDA church leadership would not help. Why? Because our leadership sold out to the state by joining the UN. And when you are linked to the state and receive money from the state, you know the old saying, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Our conference leaders are not managing the tithe that they have control over, the tithe that we as church members have sent into the storehouse. The conference has law firms that they use to sue those who were operating independent of this SDA church. So where does the money come from to pay these lawsuits and these lawyers? From the tithe. Remember when Jesus was confronted by his disciples in Mark 9:38-40, when John saw someone other than Jesus casting out devils in the name of Jesus, they wanted to forbid him for doing this work. Jesus said, "Forbid them not, for there is not man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against me is on our part." There are independent ministries that are rooted deeply in getting the three angels' message to the world. The leadership is investing God's money in the stock market into companies that make war equipment, chemicals, and stores dealing in liquor. If we are not to kill, but invest in war equipment and companies, or invest in chemical companies, or in liquor stores, why are we paying tithes to a storehouse like this? Councils, this is the Councils on Stewardship, page 35. There are only two places in the universe where we can place our treasure: in God's storehouse or in Satan's. And all that is not devoted to God's service is counted on Satan's side and goes to strengthen his cause. This is pretty plain. If we pay tithe to a storehouse and it's not a faithful steward and use their power to threaten pastors and do not follow their mandates, how can this be God's storehouse? Investing God's money to support the National Council of Churches since 1959. We are not to align ourselves with an organization that does not believe in the Bible or the Bible alone. The president of the general and general secretary of the National Council of Churches is a woman bishop. And the president of the Council of Bishops, and she represents the African Methodist Episcopal Church. We are not to align ourselves with the apostate church or a church that does not adhere to the truth of the Bible. The organization is playing the stock market and losing millions of the Lord's money in the stock market in the tune of $44 million in 1968. And $47 million in 1987. Is this being good stewards with the Lord's money? Just think of the evangelistic meetings that could have been done with that kind of money. And they want our tithe. Now, this is a statement from a sermon that Whitley Phipps gave. He said he knows of one union that has an evangelistic endowment fund of over $1.5 billion, with a B, dollars just sitting in an account. But their charter also states that they are not allowed to use any of this $1.5 billion on evangelism. They can only use the interest they make from the interest on the money to fund evangelistic projects. How do you think God feels about the money sitting in a bank as millions of of people who have not heard the message are dying in their sins. The work the Lord Jesus gave us to do could have been done already with that money, with that wasted money. Mrs. White several times mentions that the storehouse is the Bible. Also that the mind being a storehouse of information. She uses the word storehouse in three different places. The Bible, the mind, and the treasury, as pointed out in Malachi 3:10. Christ Object Lesson 125.2. The great storehouse of truth is the Word of God, the written Word, the book of nature, the book experiences in God's dealing with human life. Christian Temperance 341. The Bible is the storehouse that supplies the souls with nourishing food. They meditate upon the incarnation of Christ. They can contemplate the great sacrifice made to save them from perdition. There you go. Thank you. To bring a pardon, peace, and everlasting righteousness. So what does the Bible say about tithing to an entity that does not teach the truth? John, 2 John, verses 10 and 11. This is the New Living Translation. If anyone comes to you, to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Christ, don't invite that person into your home or give any kind of endowment or encouragement. Anyone who encourages such people becomes a partaker of the evil work. So should we give tithe to an individual or a group of people who are not preaching the truth or are not teaching the three angels' message? Is the Seventh-day Adventist Church in apostasy? Apostasy, the formal turning away from abandonment or renunciation of one's previously professed religion, political party, or loyalist. Mark Finley states, while there is apostasy in the church, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the church itself is not apostate. I believe that there are churches that are in apostasy, but the church, the body, is not in apostasy. I believe there are entities within the Seventh-day Adventist Church that are apostate. But the church as a whole is not. But what about the leadership? Is the leadership in an apostate condition? So my question is, what should we do with our tithe? We need to place it where it will do the most and best work for the Lord's end time church. We know that the wheat and the tares must grow up together till the harvest. This reference is pointing to the leadership in the Jewish church. The statement was made by Marco Kolick, and most of us know who that is. The Sadducees and the Pharisees did not agree and did not like each other. They disagreed on matters of theology. They disagreed on matters of law. They disagreed on about everything. The only thing they didn't disagree on was that they hated Jesus and his disciples. It seems that we have some feeling in our church, the same feeling in our church, that we have church members who hate the spirit of prophecy and will do anything to keep it out of the pulpit. We also have members who would not like to preach about sins in the church, and would fire pastors who would have the audacity to preach it from the pulpit. 2 Timothy 4, 2-4, this is a Living Translation. Preach the word of God, be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not, patiently correct, rebuke, encourage your people with good teachings. For the time is coming when the people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome doctrine. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will teach, who will tell them whatsoever their itchy ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and cause and chase after myths. I'm not saying we shouldn't pay tithe, but if we are good stewards of our personal wealth, we need to put it in the right storehouse. But again, it's a choice for every church member to do what the Holy Spirit impresses. If we knowingly pay tithe and it's going to other than for spreading the three angels' message, we're not to just as those who sue independent ministries who are preaching the everlasting gospel. God needs our money. He needs this church. And I know that we're letting him down. We've got so many issues in our church. It just kind of breaks my heart. You know, we're kind of turning our belly up because we're ordaining women into the pastorate. That goes against the Bible. Goes against the spirit of prophecy. You know, and we're allowing gays in our church. There was a pastor in California that was married to a man and he preached for 20 years. 20 years he preached in the Adventist church. Where are we going, brothers and sisters? Are we going down the right rabbit hole? It proves one thing, and that is that we're near the end. Because the devil is really after this church. And the church isn't the leadership. We're the church. Those that sit in the pews. We shouldn't be allowing this stuff to take place in our church. Unless we're sleeping. So we need to pay attention. We need to pray for our church and pray for the leadership. This is God's church. And he wants us to go through. But it's our choice. It's our choice whether we can make it to heaven or not. And I can't get any of you people to church, to heaven, and I can only get myself there, and I sometimes wonder if I'm going to make it. Well, that's all I have to say.